new series. Every series we start with the ground rules, and you read them. You can take it home with you. The one thing that I do want to say is number four, and it's important to know the material this year is for informational purposes only and is not intended to provide any legal or halachic advice or opinion. This year is not a substitute to obtaining competent legal and halachic advice from your rav and or lawyer, and consequently you should not act on the basis of this year without such advice. Okay, so we're starting a new series. So I'd like to say that the first year of the series is sponsored by the Pikars family, Legal Nishma Shalom Ephraim. Then our Moshe should be a schus for the Nifter and for the whole Mishpacha. Our learning, and the learning that will be tonight and on Shabbos. Before we start, I thought I would just mention, the few people I've talked about this, they all have the same idea. And Rabbi Schwitz, in his Mishpat Torah, he has a section on Hashavas Aveda. So he starts off, he has a model. Before he starts, he just has like a little introduction here. And he says that Hashavas Aveda comes up all the time. It's things that we deal with every day, or very often, we have shilohs of Hashavas Aveda. And the second thing he says, this is the minhag in many schools, is that the first thing children learn is Perek Eilam Metzias, or one of the first things they learn Eilam Metzias. So many of us grow up knowing all about Yiyush Yishlamitas Simon, and we know all the different themes of Eilam Metzias, but we never learn what to do Lamaisa with it. So he wrote his 12 chapters here of his halachas of it. I have a few others on there that go on Hashavas Aveda. So hopefully, through the course of this series, we'll clarify what we can clarify, and we'll clarify what we cannot know, but at least we'll know what we can know, and what we, like we always say, it's always good to know what you know and what you don't know. Right? And I can't say we'll know everything, but at least we'll know what there is to know, we'll know the different issues involved. Before we start tonight's case, it shouldn't be so complicated. Because whenever you find something, there's only three possibilities. Whatever we're going to talk about in the course of how many shiurim this is going to take, there's always going to be just three possibilities of what you do when you find something. The first possibility is finders keepers. You're going to keep it. You can keep it and it's yours. The second possibility is that you have to return it. And the third possibility is that you can leave it there. Right, those are the three. I can't think of anything else that is possible. It's either you can pick up and keep it, you have to pick it up and return it, or try to return it, and the third possibility is you can just leave it there if you want. Right, you have the option of leaving it there.
But you have to hold it for the loser first.
Right, so the first possibility is easy. If you're allowed to keep it, so the halacha is you keep it. There's nothing to talk about. But if the halacha is that you have to return it, so it's going to get involved in how you return it, what you have to do to return it, but that's going to be a whole issue of how to do it. And to decide whether it's something you're allowed to leave, there also is going to be a lot of details in that. In fact, just in Shulchan Aruch, the beginning of Hilchos Hashavas Aveda, when he talks about whether you have to return something, when you have to return it, he says, if you find something, this is a racial intestine phase, he says, if you find something, you have a chiyuv, this is, I say, to return it, and when is that talking? And then he lists eight different conditions of when you have to do Hashavas Aveda. Right, so, instead of starting with, maybe would be the more logical types of cases of when you have to return the Aveda, I think we're going to start, more beneficial to start with the easier cases of when you're allowed to keep an Aveda, and by doing that we can then build our basis of working knowledge of these different concepts until we get to these harder cases towards the end, or the middle. So the first case, we'll talk like this. I mean, there's a few ways you could say it, but the one I thought of is that someone was traveling on the highway and he had to stop for something, he pulled over and looking down in the on the side, on the shoulder, looking down on the shoulder, he found a suitcase that was all rusty, and he wants to know if he's allowed to keep it or not. Right, that's the first case. So Reuven is traveling down the highway, pulls over the shoulder and sees something there that looks like it was lost fairly long ago. And the shaila is he allowed to keep it? Under what circumstances is he allowed to keep it? Now, to keep it simple, each week I want to just concentrate on one issue. So let's assume that it happened in Eretz Yisrael, where they're all Jews there, and we're not dealing with an issue of Avedis Akum yet. We're talking in Eretz Yisrael or in a Jewish neighborhood, a place where Jews go, and chances are this suitcase belongs to a Jew, or one time belonged to a Jew. So is Reuven allowed to keep it? And under what circumstances is Reuven allowed to keep it? Right? We said we're going to start with, are you allowed to keep it? So when will it be that Reuven can keep it? Right? That's tonight's text. So we start with the Gemara in Kaf Gimel Amud Beis. Ahu Gav, where there was a person, the Ashkach Kufra Beimad Sarta, found some tar, pitch, in a wine press. Now Rashi says that it was something that pitch doesn't have a simen. That's why Rashi introduces the sugya. Also, Lakami to Rav, and he came in front of Rav, and he wanted to know what he should do. Apparently, he had taken it, and he wanted to know what he should do with it. Is he allowed to keep it? Does he have to make an announcement? Does he have to try to find the owner? Amar Lei, Rav said, Zil Shkola Nashach, you can keep it. Chazi, Rav saw David Klamas Chasim that he was like nervous about keeping it. Himself. He wasn't ready to take it. So Rashi says it was Libo Nokfo, he was nervous about keeping it. So Amar Lech, the Rav wanted to make him feel more at ease. The Rav said, Zil Plogla Lishia Bri Minai. I'm so sure that you're allowed to keep it, give some of it to my son Fia. You can share it together, and that's how mutter it is. So that's Saka the Gemara. So the Gemara now wants to analyze the case. The Gemara says, Lema Kasaba Ra Makam Havi Simon. When it was found in a wine press, why don't we say that you should announce it and let the owner say, yeah, I lost my pitch and it was in the wine press and that will be a simon. So it must be the Rav holds that Makim is not a simon. We'll discuss that in future shiurim, that issue. So Amar Rabba said, no, that's not the issue here. If you should use Vayim now, Gubra. Here, there was years. It could be that Makim is a simon. It could be that it really was a good simon. But over here, there was Yiyush. The chassid of Karche Beichilfi, because Rav, through Rav Chia, through the person that had found it, realized that weeds had started growing over this pitch. And Rashi says, Shema Mina, we see from this, Miyam and Rav and Hayesh, and it was there many days, was by Noah Shoabalim, and the owners had already been the Yayesh. They had already given up hope of ever finding it. Now the Maharim Shif points out that even though Rashi said in the beginning, it was talking that there was no simon on the pitch. Now, at the Matkana, we're talking even if there was a simon, either the makam of the simon or there was some special formation it was in. Even though there was a simon on this pitch, the fact that it was there for a long time, that proves that the owners were miyayesh, and therefore the finder can keep it. The Hagos HaShri derives from this. Huh? Yeshu Luma Mikan, you can learn from this, it's on the second side of the handout of the Hagos HaShri. You can derive from this, Safila Dovash Yesro Simon, even if you have something that has a simon on it, in Yesh Lahavkin, if there's a way of determining, Shekavizman Ruba Munafkan, that this thing was resting here for a long time, Bikala Nema Shemachas Matskein, it's Yashua Bailin, and because of that you can assume that the owners gave up hope of ever finding it, the Havish, hello, you're allowed to keep it. Right, that's Hagos HaShri, and this is Paskin in Shulchan Aruch, we'll see soon,
the Lashon of Shulchan Aruch.
So, from this Gemara we see that, the Chorah we see, that if you can determine that this item was left here for a long time, even though there's a simon on it. Normally we say, what's the svara of a simon? Normally if someone loses something with a simon, they have their name in it, there's some simon there that they can prove that it's theirs. They never give up hope of finding it because they know that their name's on it and they'll hear an announcement and they'll put an ad in they never give a focal finding it because there's a seminoid. Right, that there's a way of them identifying it as theirs, so they never give up hope of owning it, recovering it. So they always retain ownership over it. So if someone else finds it, they have no right to keep it because you're keeping something that belongs to someone else. Right, that's a normal case of what a siman does. But over here, the Gemara, the way the Gosashri understands it, is saying that if something's been here for a long time, that the weeds already started growing over it. So at that point, even though there is a siman on it, we can assume that the owners gave up. I know I have a siman on it, but it's been so long, I don't remember where it is. I have no idea where it is. I don't even know where to look. I've been all over. There gets a certain point in time where the person gives up hope of ever finding his object. But that's what we will see from this Gemara. The next issue is, what's a long time? Right, that's the next issue. What's considered a long time? So there's another Gemara in the next block. Gemara Chav Dalet on the day. Rabbi Yehuda, I was shocked by all of Asrei Demar Shmuel. Rabbi Yehuda was walking behind his Rebbe Shmuel, the Shuka de Daisa, in a place where they sold Daisa. Daisa is types of grains that they pound and they grind up for cereal. Amalei, so Yehuda said to Shmuel, right, he wanted to ask his Rebbe a shayla. Matzakan arniki, if someone found a purse over here, mahu watzala, would he be allowed to keep it? Amalei, so Shmuel said to him, arei shalo, they belong to the finder. If you would find something over here in this marketplace, you would be able to keep it. And we'll see also that it will be an issue in the future, because talking there were a lot of non-Jews that walk through there, so we say that you're allowed to keep it in such a case, but that's not the nice topic. So then Yehuda asked another shayla. Why you saw the nothing about siman mahu? What would the halacha be if a Jew came and gave a siman that this is my wallet? Would you have to return it? So Amar Leish Shmuel said, Chayiv L'Hafsi, you have to return it. So Yehuda asked that party, these two halachas are contradictory, because on one hand you said if you find it you're allowed to keep it, but then you tell me that if Yisrael comes and claims it, you'd have to give it back to him. How can they both be true? So Amale, so he said, L'pnim Meshuras Adin, I just meant that you have to go, L'pnim Meshuras Adin, sometimes you have to go beyond the letter of the law, even though it'll be halacha, if you find it, we'll assume in this case the owner was Miyayesh, you're allowed to keep it, but there's halacha, even though you're not obligated to do so. And now the Gemara proves that from this next story, and this is really what we wanted to get to. He heard Avur the Shmuel. Shmuel's father had such an incident occur to him. Ashkar Chayna Chamori the Madra, Shmuel's father, his name is Abba, found donkeys in a desert. Vahadrina Lamarayon, he returned them to his master, to their owners, Labasa Tracy Akeshata, after 12 months, after a year. Rafnim Mishra Sadin, he was going, Rafnim Mishra Sadin. So what's it mean that he returned it after a year? So Rashi says, that this is already on the second side of the hand, Rashi says, Basar Tresa Yachishata Matzah. He found them after they had been lost for a year. They had been lost a year, he found them, and he returned them. Right, Lachora, this is Rashi's going with the Gemara in the previous block. But we learned before that if something's lost for a long time, we can assume the owners were Miyayish, even though there is a siman on it. And what's called a long time? Here the Gemara says, if it was 12 months, it was lost for 12 months, so then you can assume that he was Miyayish, and you're allowed to keep them.
It would be less than 12 months in the Gemara, that's just...
Right, but at least we see 12 months of this year. Right, that's enough. I mean, we'll see soon a little bit more about that. And just a question that I had, and maybe should occur to you, is how do you know? Right, how do you know it was there 12 months? There's no tag there that, you know, it's like the police when they put a white stripe. And, like, how do you know that they were lost 12 months? So the Ravid says, Chapashita brings the Ravid. He says that he saw them there, you know, in Rosh Hashanah, and then he came back the next year and they're still standing there, they're still lost, so he's realized they've been here for a whole year, and he sees they're not under control, he sees that they've been lost, and it was a whole year that they were lost, so really he should be able to keep them based on the sugya we had before. But the three Mishras, then he returned them. That's the Gemara, is the way the Rashi understands the Gemara.
By Tosfos, a year ago he didn't try to return it.
Why didn't he return a year ago? Because then he thought that maybe it's not really lost, you know, maybe he made a mistake. But at that point, yeah, so then he realized, and sometimes he realized that no, they're still here, they must be lost. In contemporary case, I was trying to think, how do you know when you find something that was lost a year ago? Like, suppose you find a book, you know, you find something in a 7-mile bag, and there's some merchandise in there, and you see the sales receipt, and it says, October 5th, 2001. So, you know, it's been lost a year because, you know, what's it sitting here for? That'd be one way of knowing that it was a year. So, there's ways of dating it. Certainly, weeds have grown around it, right? So, like the Gemara's curious case, that's a way. Another way we'll see soon is if it started getting rusty. Right, if it's getting rusty already, and you know, like with the rainy season, you know, that's a year. Kitzel Choshen says an example of an umbrella in Eretz Yisrael, right? It only rains in the winter. So if you find an umbrella, like right now, so that means that it's been left for a long time. I mean, maybe not down to a year, but it means that it went through the rainy season, and the person went through the whole summer and didn't return it, and didn't find it, and now it's been lost for a long time. Right, so anyway, that's Rashi, the way Rashi understands the Gemara, but it's not over yet, because Tosfos asks the Kasha. Tosfos says, that's not shot in the Gemara over here. What's it mean that he returned it after 12 months? That means, and it's more likely shot, it means that he held on to them for 12 months. Normally, the halacha is, if you find something, you have to take care of it for 12 months. If the person hasn't picked it up by 12 months, so then you have the right to sell it and just hold on to the money. And if then you find him, you give him the money. Over here, Shmuel's father went with Nimishuras Adin, and instead of selling the donkeys after 12 months, he decided to hold on to them because I'm sure the owners would rather have his own donkeys back rather than the money. So with Nimishuras Adin, he kept them. So Tosfos learns a whole different shot over here. And on Rashi's shot, yes, Rashi says that it was 12 months, he lost him for 12 months, and that's why he was Miyayesh. So Tosfos says, how do you know, how can you assume that the owner is Miyayesh after he lost them for 12 months? Because, here again, you have to think into the owner's mind. Because the owner, okay, he realizes it's been a whole year. But the owner thinks, this is what Tosfos says, the owner thinks, well, the person that found it doesn't know that it's been a whole year. He doesn't know it's been a whole year. So, if he doesn't know it's a whole year, Ms. Domino will announce it. So why should I give up hope? Because there's still hope that someone will find it and not know that it's been lost for a year. And therefore, there's no reason to give up hope. So Tosfos disagrees with Rashi's pshat and says that there's no such thing as just something, because something's been lost for a long time, the owner's being miyayish. Because the owner will think that the finder won't realize it's been lost for a year, and therefore they'll announce it and I'll be able to find it. So Tosfos disagrees with Rashi on this. The problem is, Rabbi Yeager asks on Tosfos, so what's Tosfos do with the previous Gemara? The Gemara said that when weeds grow around the thing, a person's miyayish. A person is miyayish when weeds grow around the thing. So why is Tosfos asking that? You Tosfos saying that no such thing as because there's a span of time a person's miyayish. So what Yeager says,
an animal's on a barrel. Weeds can grow on a barrel. An animal.
And therefore, why? So, so what you're saying is that Tosfos agrees that if the object is as such that you can tell that where the owner realizes that if when it's lost for a year, everyone will be able to tell that it was lost for a year, like the case of weeds growing it or became rusty, or maybe when he realizes he left his sales receipt in there. So then Tosfos agrees that the fact that the owner realizes that it can't, that the finder will know it's been lost for a year, he just gives up hope. The finder's going to find it, and he saw that it's been lost for a year, he'll probably keep it for himself. Then he gives up hope. But in the case of the donkeys, where there's no way of knowing how long they were there, so there, you know, intrinsically there's no way of knowing. So there, Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. Rashi, though, holds, and this depends on the Gilyan, the Shita also says that Rashi goes, the Gemara in Brachos, the last thing I have on the front of the handout. Amar Rav, the same Rav. Rav says, Eila meis mishtakeach min alev, a person, Rachmanel's son, who had someone die, that that person is not forgotten until 12 months go by. Like the pasuk says, Nishkachti kemeis milev, I've been forgotten like someone who was dead was forgotten from the heart. I'm like a lost keli. And Rashi says over there in Bracha, so Sam keli, after 12 months, is forgotten. There seems to be some school that people forget about their objects after 12 months. So Rashi holds that we don't go into this whole lumdus that, well, the owner thinks if someone finds it, he won't realize it was 12 months, and therefore, he doesn't need ice. People forget about things after a while. People forget things. And they give up hope. If they don't find it by then, they just give up hope, and that's the end of it. Tosus, though, has his cheshbon and says it's only in a case where the owner knows that there's a way of everyone knowing that this has been lost for a long time, like it's food. It's something that everyone knows. It's spoiled, something that knows that it's not best anymore. So then it'll be in the Yayesh after a certain amount of time. Now, from this, it would seem.
This 12 month period, that's just an objective.
Yeah, so let's talk about the 12 month period. Now, we see that there's this issue of 12 months. From Rashi, it would seem like it's there's a cost. It's just like when Rahman Aslan, there's a Petira, people feel it for 12 months, like with Yaakov Avinu, he knew that Yosef hadn't died because he didn't forget about it after 12 months. There's some school that people forget about a Maaser after 12 months, so people forget about their Kalim after 12 months. But the Maaser, the Poskim, all say, the contemporary Poskim, say that it's not really a Gezeirah Sakasa. You have to go, they quote Rebbe Yosef, says that it depends on the object. 12 months was an example, and this is an idea that you see that people forget about they give up hope on recovering their objects after a certain amount of time, and they don't go into this lumdus of, well, he won't realize that it was just lost a long time ago, hoping it was just lost. And they don't do that. People give up hope after time goes, even on things that have a simon, even if the object has a simon. People give up hope. That's what we see from this Nishkachti Kemeis Milev, that people forget things after 12 months. They give up hope after 12 months. And by the way, I keep saying forgetting. That's wrong. This person points out that we're not talking that the person forgot it there. Because if he forgot it there, then he never gave up hope. Right? That's not what's happening over here. What we're saying is, and this is the pitching question, so people are aware enough that within 12 months they realize that they lost something and they give up hope on it. They knew they had an umbrella. And it might take them a little while, but after the course of a rainy season in Eretz Yisrael, and they realize they haven't found it yet, so then they give up hope. They know they've lost it, and they give up hope. They're a miyayesh. But just the fact that they might have forgotten that wouldn't be enough. It's that they realize that they lost it, and they are miyayesh of finding it again. Right? So, Yashiv says you have to go on each thing the way it is, and Pisir questions is also. He gave this example of the umbrella. An umbrella going through the rainy season, and now it's the end of the summer, and it still hasn't been claimed, and you go and find it, so you can assume that the owner gave up all hope of ever finding it. Right, so let's just see the way you read in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch is from the Reis Tamas Beis. Sif Hei says, Hamotzi davar, someone finds something, shamochiach v'shiyesh man rab sheneva nibala, that you could see that it was lost a long time ago from its owners. V'nitziyashu ha-bailim, and you can assume that the bailim gave up hope of ever recovering it. Hu shamotzo, it belongs to the finder, afila yesh simen v'gufa v'menkamo, even if there's a simen on the object itself, or even though the suitcase has a name on it, or it has some other identifying mark on it. That's called a simon. But still, since you see that it's been there for a long time, and let's say in our case of the suitcase, that the handles are rusty, and you can see it's been there for a while, or weeds are growing around it, right? Like the Gemara's case, you see that it's been there, you know, the person was driving and it fell off the top of his car, and he just gave up on it now. We can assume he gave up for it. He called the turnpike for a few months, and it still isn't found. If it's already been there for a long time, so at that point you can keep it. It's Hushamotza, belongs to the finder, even though there was a simon on it. Now the Sma says, if you look at the Shulchan Aruch, he says Sheneva. It has to be talking where it was lost. Then we can assume that he was Niyayish. But if you find something that looks like it's been stored, it's been hidden purposefully, in a certain place. So there the Sma says you can't keep it, because there we have to assume that the owner is keeping it there. And not that he lost it and then he was miyayish afterwards. So we're talking where it's lost, you found it in the turnpike, not that you found it like, you know, hidden somewhere where someone might have put it there and want to come back and get it, even though it's been a while, but he might very well come back and get it. That's a big deal in the post, and whether, you know, what exactly the cases are, but what they come out with is that it depends on the circumstances. Because you have to use your head and or ask a shaylah and determine, was this lost, or is there a chance that the person is really storing it? Like, certainly if you go to this house and, you know, you see my safer in the shelf for a year, you have no right to take it. I didn't lose it, it's just I, you know, put it back in the same place, or I didn't use it for a year. That doesn't mean that it's lost. Right? It has to be where you know it's lost. Whether it's Derech HaNocha, Mishtamer, Kitzasi, we won't get involved with all those issues. It's just to realize that it has to be that you can tell that it was lost. In that case, you're allowed to keep them, even though there's a simon. Right, so that's really the halacha. We could really end here and say that if you find something, the case of the suitcase, you find the suitcase, and you can tell that it was lost, and you can tell it was lost a long time from the rust on it, or it's all tented up, weeds growing around it, and it's been here for a while, or you come back a second time to check, or you come back a few months later and it's still there, so then you can assume that it was lost, and you're allowed to take it and keep it, even though there's a simen on it. Right. So I think the Poskim is saying that, right, he's asking if it's $1 million object, so then it could be that it might be lost for a year. He won't give up. You know, he lost a valuable painting, or even something that's not a lot of money, something very emotional, has emotional value to him, sentimental value. He, you know, you're right, but it has to be that, you know, it's so over, so dusty, it's been here for years. But if you recall from the Gemara, we had this halacha by the way Rashi understood the Gemara with Shmuel, or even the first case. We said that even in a case where you know that the owner has been the Yayesh, right, the first case was because there was a lot of non-Jews around, where that makes the automatic yish, or the case, the way Rashi understands Shmuel's father's case, where the item had been there for 12 months, and because of that, the owner had been the yayish, there's still a halacha, there's a din. There's a din to go beyond the letter of the law to return something. So what we said until now is only the halacha. The halacha if you find something that's been left there for a long time, you're allowed to keep it. That's how halacha is, lemaisa, and you're allowed to. But there's a din to go to the nimishur din, and this is Paskin Shulchan Aruch. Reishon and Tesis, I have it on the second half of the handout. Afal pishim in hadin, even though according to halacha, b'makim shrov akum esui, in a place where there are mostly akums there. Even though it has a simon and a Jew gave a simon to it, you don't have to return it to that person who came to you and says, this is mine. It's proper and good to go to return it to any Jew that gives you a simon. And the poskim say that this tov v'yashar is enforceable by Bezdin. Bezdin will force you to go with me, Mishra Zidin, if it's a Din Torah, and you found a suitcase, and Shimon finds out that you found it, his suitcase, and he comes and gives him on him, and you go to a Din Torah, so they won't tie you up and force you, but they'll try to convince you, Kofim B'Dvarim, to return it to Shimon. It's a strong halacha of the Mishra Zidin that you should do it, and Bezin will tell you that you should return it to Shimon. But the Ramah puts in one stipulation. V'imhu Ani, but if the finder is poor, uvala veda asher, and what you found belongs to someone very wealthy, then einot tzarech lasas los nimishur esedin, then you don't have to go nimishur esedin. Right? We want to even out the wealth. Now, that sounds bad, but what's the svara? Why should you have to go with nimishur esedin to start with? Right? If I want a din Torah, right? We have a machlokis, and we decide that I won and you owe me money, and I have the money. So is there any lifnim shuris that didn't? Yeah, what? You know, I won, but lifnim shuris that didn't, I should be less split 50-50. Right? Why? Over here, if the halacha is that you abandoned it, you were miyayish, you gave up hope on it, which means it's not yours anymore, and I find it and it becomes mine. Why is it any different than if you sold it to me? If you sold it to me, there's no halacha. Let me show you, even though I paid you money for it, I should, you know, I'll give it back to you because I know you have sentimental value. You felt bad selling your sofa, so even though I paid it, I'll give it back to you after a couple of years. Why is there a difference from Mishra as it didn't? So there's two stories in the poskim why you should go to Mishra as it didn't. The Shulchan Aruch Rav says, maybe that's what you mean, he says that Yush isn't real healthcare. We're going to see this Svara as the series progresses. Yush isn't hefker. You don't hefker according to many posting. You have to do it in front of three people and it has to be out loud. Can't be belayed. Yush is even if you think that you're miyash, you give it up. Even if you don't say anything, you've given up, you've abandoned that object. But apparently the yush isn't so strong to say that it's not yours anymore. It's like I sold it to you. It's like I was mafker. Like if I'm mafker something, I say I don't want this machine anymore. It's so filled with problems, I want to get rid of my car, whoever wants to take it, can take it. And then I see the person takes it and he fixes this and fixes that up, and I say, I'm not so sure anyway, unless it's after it solves. But, you know, I want it back. Too bad, you gave up hope, you're a mafia in front of three people, it's not yours anymore. But Yush isn't like that. Maybe like you're saying, because it's involuntary, that's as far, I didn't really go in, I would have rather not gotten lost. But whatever the Svara is, the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, that Yush is not like Hefker to say it's completely not yours anymore. You still retain some vestige of something over it. So even though I'll be halacha, the Yush, the person's allowed to keep it. But if you show up and knock on the door and say I like it back, he should look nimishur so I didn't give it back. Darach Hashulchan adds, it's not costing you anything. Right? If you buy it and you pay money for it, and then he comes back and says, "I like my car back. I'm sorry, I pay money for it, and I don't want to lose my money." But here, where you just found it for nothing and it really belongs to the other person, it's not going to cost you anything. You didn't make any effort, so there, it didn't cost you any money. So there, you might as well give it back to him. Why not go with the Mishra Sadin? Yeah, so if he has spent money, so
you have the money back.
Yeah, but right. So here we're talking. You probably have to do that also. If you were Mahanim, that'd be like a yorek that you'd have to compensate for that. So those are the svaras. So, and the svaras aren't so strong. So that's why the Rama says, based on Rishonim, that if the finder is poor and the owner is rich, the loser was rich. So then you don't have to go to the Mishra Siddur because Apiel Alcha, it's really yours. And so what? You know, you didn't lose anything, but you're poor and he's rich and he lost it and you found it. Now it's interesting, this Sefer HaShavas Aveda Kahalocha, he quotes Rechaim Kanievsky, who says that there seem to be some statements in the name of the Chazon Ish that if you find something that someone lost and you find it after he was Miyayish, you picked it up and now it's yours, he says, then the Chazon Ish was quoted, so said, well, what's the svara? What happened over here? It must be that Hashgacha process was that Hashem wanted you to have that object. Because why did you get it and he lost it? It's Hashgacha process. Hashem wanted you to have it. And Mimela, don't feel bad that you have it. You know, that's what Hashem wanted. Hashem wanted him to lose it and you to find it and you should have it. So Rechaim Kanievsky says that's not, from based on this Gemara, that doesn't seem to be the right Hashgacha. Because there's a din Siddur of Nimishuris Adin. And if you hold, well, that's what Hashem wanted, so why are you trying to reverse Hashem's Ratzon? Right? Hashem said that he wants you to have it, so why are you giving it back? It's like, you know, Hashem sends helicopters and you're saying, I don't want him. Right? So, now one last point. And how far does this listening to Mishra something go? Well, you found the suitcase. How far does this listening to Mishra something go? Okay, so I know if he knocks on my door and says, I heard you found my suitcase, I have to give it to him. But do I have to start putting in the newspapers or making calls or making inquiries if I find something? Do I have to go that far? So Shulchan Aruch Rav says, "Einu tzarich lahachriz ulahodia." You don't have to announce it. And he brings a raya from the first Gemara that we learned. Because let's review those first two Gemaras. The first Gemara we learned was that this person found some tar in a wine press, And Rav said, you can keep it, and not only that, you can share it with my son Shia. So Shulchan Aruch Rav asked the Kasha, when Rav's giving it to his son Shia, why didn't Rav say, yeah, but you know, I'm Rav and my son's Shia, I want to go to the Sinai service I did, and let's announce it, let's try to find the owner, especially there's a Simon on it, let's try to find the owner. So the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, you see from here, that there's no halacha to announce it. The next Gemara Chav Dalad where he went with the Mishra's, and that's because the person showed up, the owner showed up, and said, I heard you found my cow, my donkeys, so then you have to give them back. That's as far as the Mishra's it goes. But if he doesn't show up, and there's no way that you know who it belongs to, you're not, even though it has a simon, you're not mechuyev to make effort to find it. So, to go back to our case of the suitcase, it'll depend on what exactly the situation was. Well, you found the suitcase, so we already paskened that if it was there for a long time, you could talk from the weeds growing around it, it's rusty, then you're allowed to keep it. If it's rusty, even toast would be, you could keep it, because it's something that intrinsically the owner knows is going to get rain going and messed up, and everyone's going to know it was there for a long time, and certainly according to Rashi, anything that was lost a long time, we assume the owner was Miyayesh. But we learned that there's a halacha going to go to the Mishra for him. So it's on his suitcase, it says the name of the person and his phone number, and it says it's, you know, Yankel, someone, and it has his phone number 718, and it's someone in Borough Park. So then, there's a halacha, you call him back, I'll call him up, go to the Mishra for him. That's returning it to the owner.